Police are asking residents who live near the scene of a fatal stabbing Saturday morning to check their properties for clothing. Detectives believe that the accused may have discarded while allegedly fleeing. Police were called to Cayuga Street around 9:30 a.m. on October 22nd and found a man with a stab wound. The victim, who has not been publicly identified by police, died in hospital. Later that day, police arrested 20-year-old Nicholas Craig in the area of Park Road and Catham Street. And Hamilton police have made two more arrests and are searching for the 19-year-old Hamilton man after a home invasion Sunday afternoon, in which an 18-year-old was shot. Police were called to a residence at George and Caroline Street, just east of Hess Village, shortly after 1 p.m. on October 23rd, and found the 18-year-old with non-life-threatening injuries from a gunshot. Officers confirmed several shots have been fired inside the residence. Suspect fled before the police arrived.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter, and the snoozer.
Hey, wake up.
What? Where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports, tonight the NBA action, the Raptors plays the 76ers at 6:30 p.m. The Leaf lost 3-1 against the Vegas Golden Knights on October 24th, but there's still hope, Leaf fans, since tomorrow they play St. Jose Sharks at 10:30 p.m. For the NFL, Chicago won 33-14 against New England Patriots on the 23rd, and for the MLB, Philadelphia Phillies play the Houston Astros on October 28th at 8 p.m.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather today, cloudy, high of 16. Tonight, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, high of 5. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high of 11. And currently, outside the Ignite newsroom, it's 13 degrees.
The hottest station on the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Ignite Radio. That was I Ain't Worried by One Republic. I'm Alicia DeCourt, and I'm here in the studio today with Nick. This is actually our first radio show in Mohawk College's radio program. How are you feeling about it, Nick?
Well, I think I speak for a lot of us in the radio program here at Mohawk College that it's a bit of a mix of excitement and nervousness. Obviously, the nervousness since it's our first time going on air, but the excitement of, you know, going on air as well, since mm-hmm. a lot of us want to go in kind of that career path involving like radio, voice acting, etc. So for a lot of us, this is really great practice, and overall, it's a good experience to have. And honestly, I'm super excited.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of us in the Ignite room here are pretty excited. It's definitely scary. We can't hold our papers because they're trembling. So we hope we do a good job for you today. And so let's stick around to catch up on the next break because we have some bad news for you and your Netflix account. We'll tell you all about it in about 9 minutes only on Ignite Radio.
Colon cancer is the number 2 killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Pamela Wallen. I was diagnosed 7 years ago, so I know the importance of early detection. Please take my advice, see your doctor, and get the test. Because not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Ignite Radio. Listen live on the TuneIn app and online at igniteradio.ca.
When I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on, but it won't be for long. You'll see. When I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on, but no one's gonna feel like. Thought it would be easy to forget me. Let go of the memory.
Listening to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
I try to see, but I'm blinded by the white light. I can't remember how, I can't remember why I'm lying here tonight. And I can't stand the pain, and I can't make it go away. No, I can't stand the pain. How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes, got nowhere to run. The night goes on as I'm fading away. I'm sick of this life, I just want. Screaming, I try to make a sound, but no one hears me. I'm slipping off the edge, I'm hanging by a thread. I wanna start this over again, so I try to hold on to a time when nothing.
Ignite Radio, that was Untitled by Simple Plan. Now, Now, Nick, care to tell us the bad news?
Unfortunately, Netflix is going to start charging when you share your password starting of early 2023. Yeah.
Oh.
That's isn't that ridiculous, huh?
It's such a bad start to next year. We're not even there yet.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for the people who have multiple members in their family who all share the same account, obviously, but just different profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with everything that's been going on after the pandemic, with price hikes and all that, Netflix and a lot of streaming service was what got a lot of people through kind of the quarantine. It helped them watch shows, it helped them relax, kind of de-stress.
Yeah, I mean, what else were we going to do when we were locked in
our homes?
What
else were we supposed to do? But now, I think this is going to create a new layer of stress almost, because people will realize they're going to have to start paying more, and then It's just complete chaos. So yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we're already paying so much more
we're
for everything
so
else.
Much.
Not to bring you down in the morning, but God, think about how much it costs to buy breakfast, guys. Come on. It is just ridiculous. And rent?
Rent is
up?
Awful.
Oh, my God. At this point, we're going to have to move in together, aren't we?
Yeah.
If we want to live.
That's with everything. Prices have got just absolutely skyrocketed after everything. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to drop anytime soon. But yeah. Hey. Who knows? Maybe we can get lucky.
Yeah, what do we know? Well, yeah, we really only made it through COVID thanks to Netflix, but I guess everybody's looking for payback now.
Fingers crossed. It doesn't actually increase too much, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopes and prayers. Well, let's keep ourselves going, though, because in a minute we have Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. We are The Wake Up Call, only on Ignite Radio.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
This is Sam Waterston. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind healthcare system providing pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. This world-class care is combined with innovative research and outstanding teaching programs that support Shriners Hospitals in their mission of helping children realize their dreams. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits. Now,
this is Ignite Radio.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. At a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. But it's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah. 'Cause I don't care. Don't care. When I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Baby.
Radio station playing hit music now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Oh, I know that you've been hurting. I know I did you wrong.
And I've been drowning in the whiskey every night since you've been gone. And I know that I've been trouble, but you've been on my mind. And I'm just picking up the pieces, trying to walk on that straight line. I'd walk.
Ignite Radio, that was Love We Lost by Armin van Buuren and Rehab. I'm Alicia DeCourt here with Nick. So, Halloween is coming up. Are you excited? You got anything planned?
I am so excited. I mean, the obvious free candy is so nice. But I think, unfortunately, I'm past the age where we can go out trick-or-treating. But, I mean, candy's candy. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like going to the store, seeing those big bundles, you know, those big boxes, and seeing them on sale and being like, you know what? I'm not going to have anyone come to my house, but might as well get it for me, you know?
Yeah, it's
get a little something.
You know what? Yeah, since we can't trick-or-treat, we gotta buy our own candy now.
That's true, but I mean...
Or, you know, go to, like, them free events. Mohawk has a few going on.
Yeah, and especially with all the parties that are definitely going to be coming up. I know I'll be attending a few for sure.
Yeah, definitely same for me, but are you going to dress up is the real question.
I don't know. I've been putting a lot of thought and, like, effort into it, but I just can't. It's like Christmas presents. You never know what you want, like, the week before, but then after it's passed, it's like, oh, you have so many ideas. Same thing here, where it's like, it's coming up, but I have, like, no idea. So, I don't know. We'll just have to see. Yeah. What about you?
I mean, with all the Halloween shortages, I was, like, worried. So, I bought everything in advance. Everything. I have 4 costumes for this year. And 1 party, mind you. I got like a nun. That's probably not appropriate. I got a 2 Broke Girls costume, like, you know, like the waitress fit, mm-hmm. all of it. I have so many costumes. I'm going to wear one to school. I'll probably wear it for the week after Halloween, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just excited to come to class, seeing everyone dressed up, seeing all the different, like, styles, seeing everyone's, mm-hmm. like, what they like, what they don't like, and kind of comparing and seeing, because you can obviously tell who put in way more effort, more money, and it shows. And I guess some people prefer Halloween way more than others. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
My greatest fear is that I'm going to come to class dressed up and no one else will be.
That is a fear. That's definitely been something with me where I've been on the fence about. But
yeah, well, you can count on me. So dress up, please. I'm begging you. I will give you an outfit. Would you like to be a nun?
I would love to be a nun. But, I mean, obviously, there's also the decorations, which I love. Love seeing everyone's creativity, seeing all the spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I'm excited. And let us know, what are your thoughts on it? What is your opinion on Halloween? And just let us know.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for What's Up Mohawk and hear all about spooky season events we have coming up at Mohawk College. We are The Wake Up Call, only on Ignite Radio.
Arthritis isn't just about getting old. In fact, arthritis is a serious disease that affects more than 4 million Canadians, including baby boomers and children. For many people, arthritis means pain and disability. But there are answers for those struggling with the disease. The Arthritis Society can help. we offer hope through education, support, and solutions with information and programs to make life easier. The Arthritis Society. Visit us online at arthritis.ca for help or to make a donation.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Looking for something to get you in the Halloween mood? Check out the free Freeze Your Buns Off Barbecue. You can join in on the spooky hamburger challenge, make a Halloween mask for your weekend parties, and so much more. It runs from 11:30 to 1:30, literally today, at the MSA Plaza at Mohawk College. So make sure to get there before everything's gone. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry, so definitely go. I'll see you there. If you're already stressed about exams, I also have the event for you. On Thursday, you can look forward to the do-it-yourself sensory slash stress ball workshop. They'll give you everything you need to make a stress ball or sensory ball, whatever your preference is, that you'll want for exam season, as well as the daily grind. I know I'm going to need one. I could use one right now, if I'm being real. You can find it in F114 this Thursday from 11 to 2, so don't miss out. And to finish off the week and get you absolutely pumped for the Halloween weekend, you've got to attend Friday's Pumpkin Carving with your FYE leaders. The main event is the Pumpkin Carving Contest, where the winner will also receive a $25 gift card of their choice. Don't forget, there'll also be some free candy, candy apples, some cider, pretty much everything you can ask for Halloween. So go get in the Halloween spirit this Friday at 4 p.m. in Student Life Lounge. It's just across from VBAC. I'm Alicia DeCourt, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
Woo! Here we go!
You're listening to Ignite Radio,
a Mohawk College radio production.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
You from, and I admit it, I still got empathy, and you gon' feel it for 2 weeks when I release you in them streets and keep my meaning discreet, keep the cleaning, my jib and put that Yeezy in your teeth, let my demons off they leashes, if you even think to speak, I'ma give a whole new meaning when you said you live in a dream, we could keep it sleeping, you gon' never doll your G's, count them sheep, time by Z, I think.
Ignite Radio, that was Vegas by Doja Cat, and we are the Wake Up Call. So, that's one of my favorite songs by her, honestly, though I've never been to Vegas.
Well, honestly, you're not missing too much. Aside from the great entertainment that there is, like a lot of artists do shows there, obviously the casinos, You're not missing much. I mean, it's a desert. Like,
I don't know. It looked so glamorous in that Elvis movie.
That's obviously media trying to make everything look nicer, but in reality, you'd be surprised because I've had multiple personal encounters with scammers on Vegas. It's bad. Obviously, there's the casinos, which if you have an addictive personality, might not be your place because.
Okay, I won't go.
Let me tell you, I've definitely walked in there with way more money and came out with way less. And I think I speak for everyone who's been to Vegas casinos or any casino in general. You always expect, I'm going to stop at this when I have this certain amount of money or this and that. It never goes that way.
You think that you're like, I'm going to cap myself here. That's nothing like with donuts.
It always,
maybe with a Timbit, just one more.
One more. it's always like that where it's like you're going to put a cap, but then you're always like, wait, maybe this time I'm going to be lucky. Or, maybe this one. The house always wins. I wouldn't say it's rigged, but unfortunately, 9/10 out of 10s, you're gonna lose. So it's the sad reality. But other than casinos, because if you're interested in it, there's always shows going on. There's always, I know a bunch of artists always perform there. Recently, there was, I believe, The Weeknd that was there. There's normally a bunch of entertainment there aside from casino. So if gambling isn't your thing, don't worry about it. There's plenty more to do. Yeah. But again, ultimately, a weird spot to build a city in the middle of desert.
Yeah, I mean,
look at us in Canada, though, you know?
That's
like
true.
Freezing cold winter, blazing hot summer. I mean, I could never live in the desert, being real, but is there anywhere we should live?
Honestly, that's a great question. And what do you guys think listening? Do you believe that Canada's a nice place? Or if you had the choice, would you like to live somewhere else based off preference, location, or just any other spot in general? Let us know.
Yeah. Well, don't go anywhere or you'll miss out on our Way Back playback in just a couple minutes, where you'll be guessing the artist of a slightly older classic, only on Ignite Radio.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless.
It has become more powerful.
It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
Talks about being young and having fun and just enjoying life. The song's lyrics are inspired by memorable events in their life. The event that inspired the lyrics of the song was the night out binge drinking, getting intoxicated, and getting kicked out of the taxi because of vomiting. The song was written by all three members of the group. Apparently, singer Rihanna was supposed to feature in the song, however, things didn't work out as planned. The song was officially released on the 20th of September, 2021. It was the first single from the band's album titled Some Nights. In 2012, the song was the most listened to song on Facebook. At the Grammys in 2013, the group was nominated for 3 Grammys. The song won the Grammy Award of the Year, the song for the best in its category. The song beat other famous songs by artists like Ed Sheeran and Kelly Clarkson. The song peaked at number one in various countries across the globe. The song was the group's most famous and successful song in their career. I'm sure by now you know the group I'm talking about. I'm Martin Solid and here's We Are Young by Fun and Janelle Monae on Ignite Radio.
Get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. Tonight. Maybe we can find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back. the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work,
home,
the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Left your heart in the backseat with the windows down in the Mercedes. Had a radio on, bumping the 80s. Young and wild on a summer night. I remember when you told me I'm the reason that you haven't felt lonely. Then I asked if I could kiss you, you said only if I'm asking if you spend the night. Then you said, hey, say you'll stay. You'll be safe inside my bed. It's getting late, no time to waste. Tomorrow can wait. Summer nights with you. The sun and the sand feels on your feet. Swear the waves come crashing when you're over me. When you smile, it's like the sun shines. And it could be a cloudy day, but you still light up even when it rains. Came a very long way from the window panes. All we see now is blue skies. Then you say, hey, say you'll stay. You'll be safe inside my bed.
Ignite Radio, that was Summer Nights by Dubs and Brandy Burnett. Now, I mentioned it at the top of the hour, but we are the Wake Up Call, and this is our first week live on air. We're going to be doing it every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m., so expect to hear us.
But don't just tune in for us. We have so many other talented students here at Mohawk College that will come up right after us. So if you liked our show, definitely stick around because you'll get to hear different voices, different opinions, and different thoughts. And who knows, you might even resonate with some of them. So if you liked our show, definitely stick around for the next few ones because we got some really good talent there. And honestly, I'm excited. I know I'm going to tune in.
Yeah, I'm so excited to hear our other teams. Definitely everyone's going to have a unique take on everything, and we're going to be here for the rest of the year, so don't forget about us. We're going to be every Wednesday. I'm going to say that as many times as I can in this break. Definitely for now, it's Halloween programming. After that, who knows? Definitely don't forget about us, okay?
Definitely stay tuned for the other groups because who knows? There might be more. And hey, if you liked more, let us know what you guys thought of our group, what you thought of other people. Definitely share your opinions on social media if you have some. Let us know because we're curious and we really, really, really care for your opinion and for what you thought on our show.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening to us chatter on today. I'm sure we stumbled around quite a bit, and I hope you'll forgive us for that. But make sure to tune in for our classmates taking over at 11. I'm Alicia DeCourt with
Nicholas Mastorovich,
and we are The Wake Up Call, only on Ignite Radio.
If you know just 25 people, you likely know someone who carries the gene that causes cystic fibrosis. And when two carriers have a child, there's a 1 in 4 chance that child will have CF, spending life gasping for air, and then dying young. Yes, there's a 1 in 25 chance you're a carrier, but it's an absolute certainty that your support can make a difference. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that giving even one child's self-esteem a boost can be the start of something big, like more self-confidence. That leads to doing the right thing, like saying no to bullying. And that sets an example for others, and that leads to safer schools. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
Love hit music?
Hit us up
and let's get social.
Ignite Radio now.
You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends. You're not my lover, more like a brother. I know you since we were like 10. Yeah, don't mess it up, talking at ears. Only gonna push me away, that's it. When you say you love me, that made me crazy. Here we go again. Don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with, don't be impolite.
We're just friends.
So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can be reasoned with them, don't be impolite. I've told you once, you need four, five, 6,000 times. Haven't I made it obvious?
Is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
You know I came in for the cake. Looking the money ain't the only thing I chase down. She ain't see the stars in the race. So then she got in them, let her face down. That my type, my sweet babe. Go be wifey. If she freaky, hell of a night, blowing money like Monopoly. I'm a dog, kill a kitty, no apology.
I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy. Shawty, take it slow, then chitty, chitty. Come on, baby, be my jelly. Hey, baby, let me see it.
Jelly, baby.
I just wanna eat it.
Jelly, baby.
you like.
Looking like a snack, looking like a whole meal. Gucci and Chanel with your red bottom heels. Ice drip like Bonnie, Barnage at the Mirirani. Shawty bad, she my divani, Mastani. Light it up from Hollywood to Mohali. Tatasha and Derulo, it's a worldwide party. I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy. Shawty, take it slow, then chippy, chippy. Come on, baby, be my jelly. You know what I'ma say? Hey, baby, let me see it. I just wanna eat it. Baby, let me see it. Oh, I really need it. Oh, baby, let me see it. I just wanna eat it. I know the things that you like.
Baby, let me see it. Girl, I just wanna eat it. Baby, let me. You know I really need it.
Online.
Online.
24/7, 365. Playing hit music now.
Only
on Ignite Radio.
I let myself want you, I let myself try. I let myself fall back into your eyes. I let myself want you, I let myself hope. I let myself feel things I know that you don't. You're not mine anymore, but I'm still a little bit yours. You're not mine anymore, but I'm still a little bit yours.
Good morning, my name is Asa, and here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. The Bank of Canada has announced an interest rate hike a mere hour ago. Experts predicted we could see a hike as much as 0.75 percentage point, but the jump turned out to be 0.5 percentage point, placing the bank interest rate at 3.75%. In lighter news, however, we can turn to the United Kingdom, as after winning the Conservative Party's leadership election on Monday, Rishi Sunak will be Britain's next prime minister and the country's first PM of color. Sunak, a 42-year-old former Minister of Finance who led the uprising against Boris Johnson and finished second behind Liz Truss in September, will be Britain's third leader in less than 2 months, entrusted with restoring the country's economic future and public faith in the Conservative Party. Going over some local news, Ontario has outlined various initiatives to help address the housing crisis.